B-Pod Studios.
Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Okay, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage. Want to see your loan options, adjust payments, and closing costs online in real time? Rocket can when you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life. Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. All right, she's ready for blast off herself. LBF, what's cool?
Hey, if you could choose... to have an extra appendage, what appendage would it be?
You mean any appendage?
Any appendage.
Are we talking phalanges?
Yes, we're talking phalanges.
Okay.
We're talking phalanges okay. And other
phalanges. Wow. I have to think about that.
Yes.
Okay. Well.
Anyway.
Let me think.
Go ahead.
Let me think. Okay, Brian, what do you got?
I got a lottery winner with a twist.
Okay.
Ooh. What a story.
It's local, a great story. Right here. It renews your faith in humanity. Okay, the pandemic is winding down. As they say, I'm going to tell you what the top three items are that are booming in sales.
Okay.
Okay, so you might want to get it before everybody else does. Okay, LBF, go.
Okay, so if you could choose to have an extra appendage, what would it be? Well, I'm going to give you a little heads up.
Mm.
There are two extra thumbs.
Okay.
Here's what. It may sound like science fiction, but a new study finds the human brain could happily get used to having a sixth finger. Yeah. Researchers in London discovered participants testing out a device called the third thumb.
Where would it go?
On your hand.
No, I know. Does it go under the first thumb or like behind, by the pinky? Seems like the pinky side would be fun.
Maybe, yeah.
Then your thumb, wow.
Then how do you decide which one's the middle finger, though? when you're driving.
Yeah.
The third thumb could...
Three
thumbs up.
Yeah.
Could perform challenging tasks easier using just one hand.
Huh.
Moreover, their brains also started to treat each finger on their hands more equally. So the third thumb...
I'm still not sure where the third...
moving... Yeah, prosthetics beyond like
where would it go?
Replacing, but adding.
It'd be cool to have like an extra texting thumb.
Yeah. I don't know.
Probably going to get one eventually anyway, just by, natural.
I think in the year 2525, Brian, we're going to.
Opposable thumbs.
Yes, opposable.
It's what separates us from the animals.
That's it.
It's true.
That is it. So, I believe anything's going to happen coming up. I mean,
right?
The things that we won't live to see. Wow, what a bummer. But.
Boy, Bob.
Yeah, I know.
That's a fun age to be.
Yeah, great. Oh, it's going to be great. Okay, Brian Bell.
All right, Abby Shah, he's a 30-year-old guy. He and his parents run the Lucky Stop convenience store out in Southwick.
Yeah.
And he had there was a stack of discarded lottery tickets sitting on the counters. He was just going through them, getting ready to toss them. And he noticed, hey, somebody didn't finish scratching this ticket. So he scratched it off. Boom! $1 million winner.
Serious?
No.
Yes. A winning Diamond Millions. It's one of the $30 ticket from the Mass Lottery, right?
Yeah.
And it's in the pile of discards. So he's like, tells his folks, he's like, we just hit $1 million. And they say, you know what? We know whose ticket that is. Because they had a regular who came into the store on her lunch hour, does some scratchers, and then leaves the pile, and they crashed the pile. So they said... They slept on it for a couple of days. They called their relatives in India. They talked to their grandparents. They talked to everybody, and they said, you know what? We got to give it to her. They waited for her to come in the store. She didn't come back in her normal time. So they went to her office.
Oh, my God.
And
what a story.
She sees the guy from the convenience store coming. She goes, oh, no, what's going on? He goes, no, this is going to change your life. And he gave her back the ticket.
That is incredible.
Can you believe it?
That restores
really
what little faith I had in humanity.
Yep.
You have to have more faith.
Well, now I do.
Oh, good.
Thanks to Ali who?
Yeah. Ali Shah.
Ali Shah.
They run the Lucky Stop store out in Southwick.
That is huge.
And this the woman, Leah Rose Viega, she'd been coming in a couple times a week during her lunch hour for the last, 5 years. She was just a regular. She always saw them, and they're like, we know that's her ticket.
Wow.
That is a test. That is a test I wouldn't want to take.
It's awesome. The store
I'd pass.
I don't think it's one you should take.
No, I would pass that test.
The store gets 10 grand for selling the winning ticket,
that's
cool.
That's something. That's great. Good people.
Yeah, well, talk to somebody at the lottery.
All right, here we go. what's hot, what is selling now that the pandemic is winding down. The top three things that are booming in stores. Number three, sales are party supplies. And balloons are ballooning. Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed
that. Yeah, up 50%. Teeth whitening strips and beauty products. They've been one of the biggest sellers the past few months, according to Walmart. Teeth whitening strips and beauty products.
Yeah, now you're getting out there.
Yeah, well, the Zoom, too. I'm sure you had to, you know, brighten up for Zoom. And number one, luggage is up 400% from last year.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
Is I traveled for the first time in a year and a half, and I was like, I need some luggage.
Yeah.
I'm getting excited about this.
Good luck.
Yeah.
It's up 400%.
400%?
Whoa, huge.
Yes. Was it made out of wood?
620.
Wow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.